people to get...
This is Act 3, and I'm going to talk about my live CD. It's called Outkicks Live. It's a pure Debian system. The live CD has three releases, and they are Basic, Full, and Rescue. Right now, the Basic release is the only release available for download. I just released version 0.2, and I will only be covering the details on this release. The Basic release is a pure Debian system, and it comes with some packages from testing unstable, but mostly it's Debian stable packages that are installed. I chose to use Debian stable because I don't really want to worry about packages being broken at the time when I am building the ISO, but I still included some packages from testing and unstable that weren't available in stable. The included kernel is version 2.6.18. It's a stock stable kernel, but I added support for Avalos and Intel chipsets for wireless cards. NDIS wrapper is installed for those with Broadcom chipsets and other unsupported wireless cards. There is an NDIS wrapper GUI installed for quick driver loading, and there is additional support for WPA encryption. Eventually, a custom kernel is going to be built to be included in later versions of Basic, Full, and Rescue. It is hopefully going to be added to Basic 0.3, and if not, then 0.4. It will add better hardware support and boot splash. The GUI uses Xorg, of course, and Fluxbox for the window manager. Some of the installed applications are Inject, Nmap, Firefox, EtherCAP, Game, and IRSSI for IRC. There's the two Lynx web browsers are installed for text-based web browsing. A few other packages that I included are Netcat, Parted, Wipe, TestDisk, and for file archiving and compression tools, I put in RAR, UnRAR, BZIP2, ZIP and UNZIP, along with TAR and GZIP. PTunnel, SSH, Python, Perl, CLISP, and Ruby are also installed. The scripting language support was requested, so I added CLISP and Ruby. I really don't like Lisp, but I find Ruby a great language, and hopefully other people will find one or the other to be worthwhile. Some of the packages I found that I liked and may be useful for some of you are PTunnel, Inject, and TestDisk. The TestDisk package is available from the Debian repositories at version 6.5. It checks the partition and boot sectors of your disks, and it's very useful for recovering lost partitions. TestDisk is actually a part of PhotoRec, and PhotoRec is a file data recovery software for various storage devices. Also, the other useful one, PTunnel, is an application that allows you to tunnel TCP connections to a remote server using ICMP echo requests and reply packets. This is why I included the text-based web browsers and wget. Inject is a third-party application that I compiled and included had to make it into a .deb package in order to install it. Inject facilitates ARP poisoning against AOL Instant Messenger's Oscar protocol. It uses the GTK interface and I found a bug in the software that doesn't allow wireless card usage in some cases. The main thing people are asking is, how does Elk Tree build his Live CD? Well, I'll tell you. There are numerous ways to build a Debian Live CD, but the project that I am paying attention to the most is the Debian Live CD project. The Debian Live CD project uses a build process that is done using the Live Helper package. Live Helper is still in development and changing quite a bit, but I haven't ran into any major bugs or problems with Live Helper, and I run the most current version from Debian Live CD at repository. In addition to the Live CD Live Helper build process, you can add mini hacks before and during the build of an ISO file. Without going into much detail, I will state a few things I can do with Live Helper that are pretty interesting. The first being the inclusion of custom build packages. I added Aimject, and later I'm going to add a custom kernel to the Live CD. It's very easy. You put it in a directory, and the build process looks for it in that directory and installs it during the build. The second being that you can customize the build process by adding your own repository list from any mirror you put in the config file. Also, the host name, the default username, and password can be set from a simple config file that the Live Helper package looks at during the build process. The third highlight I really like is how you can drop into the JRooted environment. Live Helper will drop you into an interactive shell where you can do anything to the OS before the ISO is created. What I do is I run my own scripts that take care of a few things that the Live Helper build process does not. But the fourth and final thing I like is that you can include your own config files. Any documents you want to put into the final ISO can be added. Like I added a README directory, some files in Etsy, also config files for the default user. This makes it really easy to set the Fluxbox theme and how Xorg starts. The one main thing I don't like about the Live Helper package is that the documentation is vague on the wiki, so you have to use the man pages, but this is mostly due to the fact that the packages for Live Helper and how it's been put together has been changing very drastically in the last year. Developers and package users haven't really added any new or old changes to the wiki, and the best place to get help is really the Debian Live IRC server. That's pretty much it. If you want to contact me, my email is mr.alk3@gmail.com, and my email is also on the Alkix Live CD site. The site can be found in the description of this recording, and thanks to Droops for giving me the opportunity to record this show. Thanks to Big Brother for hosting the website. Thanks for the guys at the Debian Live CD project. They helped me answer many questions, and along with anybody else who's helped, thanks a lot.
Nothing gratifying, and takes nothing to realize your kin.